I stared at Ned Land, whose motives were easy to guess. "Because," I said, "if I can trust my hunches, if I truly understand the captain's way of life, his Nautilus isn't simply a ship. It's meant to be a refuge for people like its commander, people who have severed all ties with the shore."
"Perhaps," Conseil said. "But in a nutshell, the Nautilus can only hold a certain number of men, so couldn't Master estimate their maximum?"
"How, Conseil?"
"By calculating it. Master is familiar with the ship's capacity, hence the amount of air it contains. On the other hand, Master knows how much air each man consumes in the act of breathing, and he can compare this data with the fact that the Nautilus must rise to the surface every 24 hours.
Conseil didn't finish his sentence, but I could easily see what he was driving at.
"I follow you," I said, "but while they're simple to do, such calculations can give only a very uncertain figure."
"No problem," the Canadian went on insistently.
"Well, then here's how to calculate it," I replied. "In 1 hour, each man consumes the oxygen contained in 100 liters of air. Hence, during 24 hours, the oxygen contained in 2,400 liters. Therefore, we must look for the multiple of 2,400 liters of air that gives us the amount found in the Nautilus."
"Precisely," Conseil said.
"Now then," I went on, "the Nautilus's capacity is 1,500 metric tons, and that of a ton is 1,000 liters. So the Nautilus holds 1,500,000 liters of air, which, divided by 2,400, I did a quick pencil calculation,